bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, it's Alex. This week's story is from Luna. Her Star Wars introduction story and love of Rose Tico is very special. So without further ado, welcome to episode 40 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Into Star Wars in a really weird way. It came in like waves. The prequel trilogy came out when I was a kid, but I could barely comprehend it. The only thing I remember was pod racing and Anakin Skywalker was my Ken doll, but other than that, nothing really stuck. But even though I was kind of distant from Star Wars, I was aware of it in close in an odd way, mostly because of my Uncle Roderick. My Uncle Roderick loved it. He was a kid when the original trilogy came out. He loved the prequel trilogy too. He even showed up in The People vs. George Lucas as one of the fans that didn't care about the prequels too much, in the way that he loved them non-ironically. This continued up until I was in high school when The Force Awakens came out. My best friend Jennifer, who had been a lifetime fan, went ahead and recommended it to me, so I binge-watched the entire series with my parents and my brother. And I found the world fascinating, the characters really funny and interesting, but nothing really hooked me. That was until I watched The Force Awakens. With The Force Awakens, the characters of Rey, Finn, and Kylo, I identified with them more than I did the previous protagonists, so I enjoyed it vastly more. I was super excited for the next film. I remember telling my Uncle Roderick about it, and he was happy about me getting into Star Wars. And he was really excited for the next one. I kept up with the news as I was in fandom. I got into like multi-shipping and creation of OCs and watching the shows, and after sticking with the news, I saw that an actress named Kelly Marie Tran was being casted in the next film, which hadn't been named yet. After I looked her up, I realized, oh my gosh, she's Southeast Asian, like me. I'm Filipino, and when I grew up with the standard of beauty for Asian women being tall and pale and slender, and I was none of those things. I was short, I was brown, I was chubby and curvy, and I had a lot of resentment for myself, even though later on I realized that I wasn't in the wrong. After I saw Kelly, I realized, oh my gosh, there's a character I can dress up as. I don't need contacts, I don't need a wig. I look like her, and just that got me so excited for her character. I went ahead and told my Uncle Roderick about it, and he was excited too. He was Filipino, so, and he was an actor, and even though he was talented, because he was Filipino, they weren't what he was looking for most of the time. He passed away later that year, 6 months before The Last Jedi came out. To say I was distraught was an understatement. I had just lost my grandmother and my dog, and I was already having severe anxiety, sleep issues, and they had just gotten worse. But I knew that I just kept having to go on. We all showed up at his funeral in cosplay, and I know he would have loved that. My aunt went ahead and gave us some of his collectibles, and one of the things that we got was a little stuffed Chewbacca. When The Last Jedi finally came out, my family was sick, so I went to go see it by myself. And I brought the little Chewbacca with me. When I was watching the movie and I saw Rose for the first time, I remember being so happy, and And then I realized I was looking in a mirror. And not just because she looked like me, even though that plays a factor, but because I was in that situation. I had lost someone that I loved very dearly. I had a memento, and things would look hopeless, but I still kept trying like Rose did. I've never seen myself in a character more than I've seen in Rose, and it made me so incredibly happy to see this on screen in Star Wars. The hate that followed was pretty hurtful. A lot of the insults directed at Rose and Kelly Marie Chan were also things that were directed at me. And her getting bullied off her social media just made it feel all the worse. I was furious for a long time. But I realize a lot of these things come more from ignorance than anything else. And while ignorance is extremely frustrating, you just have to keep trying. My uncle Roderick was not a gatekeeper at all. He loved people getting into fandoms. He always was inviting. He never was hurtful about things that he didn't like. And that's the example I want to follow, the example that I know the Star Wars fandom is capable of. And I'm looking forward to the Rise of Skywalker and seeing more of Rey and Kylo and Finn and, of course, Rose. In the future, I do have a goal of becoming an author. And who knows, maybe one day, if I'm good enough, maybe they'll let me write for Rose.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Luna, and you can find her at LalaLabe on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story to lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making the show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter at lip_lightsabers and myself at Alex Leonis. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!